This is WKSU News. I'm Kabir Bhatia. You've been asking questions about voting this fall, everything from counting absentee ballots to voting in person. And we are answering in this week's Oh Really? Election Protection Conversation with Jen Miller, director of the Ohio League of Women Voters. This week, our first question comes from Tom Baker of Cleveland.
We're going to vote absentee using the county drop-off box to deposit our vote. My question is how and when are the absentee ballots counted in relation to the other ballots?
So there's going to be some differences potentially between counties. Certainly not the second that a ballot is received is it going to probably begin the processing because, you know, they are taking these in order that they are received for processing. But a lot of the processing does begin in advance. They can check those envelopes. They can get the ballots opened up and actually flattened. They usually are sent through a scanner, so having them flattened will make the scanner work better. And so they're going to do a lot of that pre-processing in advance. And so then once the polls close and you start to see some preliminary results and you might see a percentage of precincts reporting, those first numbers are actually going to be the absentee ballot counts. Now, remember, you can have it postmarked by November 2nd or hand delivered by November 3rd. They will count ballots up to 10 days after, as long as you've met that deadline of the second or third. Here's one thing though, if you have a problem with your signature, they can't read your writing and they're struggling to confirm your identity, you only have 7 days to fix that problem. So let's say your ballot comes in, it's postmarked on time, but it doesn't come in until day eight and they just don't think it's you. They just don't think your signature matches. You're not actually going to be able to fix that ballot. It's another reason just to get on it early.
Now, on the subject of postmarks, Toby Thompson from Akron has a question about mailing absentee ballots.
I've requested one, and I'm trying to decide whether I should mail it back or whether I should take it to the Board of Elections and put it in their drop box. And if I do mail it back via USPS, should I use one or two stamps? I really want my vote to count.
Yeah, this is a really hard one. So what I would say is if you're voting absentee, just do everything on the early end. That's your best possible avenue for ensuring that everything counts and works for you. If you are going to do it by mail, you again put it in early, or you might want to walk it into the post office and make sure it is truly postmarked by November 2nd. You're going to want to track that ballot if for some reason you see there's a problem and it doesn't look like the Board of Elections has received it and you think they should have, then you call the Board of Elections. In terms of postage, not every ballot is the same size, even it within one county. And so there's not a standard amount of postage that's needed. So that's another good reason to walk it into your post office if you wanted. The good news though is if you submit a ballot to the Postal Service that doesn't have enough postage, it's going to get delivered anyway. And then your county will have to pay the Postal Service for all of that insufficient postage at once after the election is over.
Interesting, interesting. I didn't realize that. Well, our last question this week is from Roger from Chagrin Falls, who asks, what happens if you get an absentee ballot, but then you decide to vote in person?
You absolutely can still vote in person. It's not ideal, but you can do it. You would just show up and you would be given a provisional ballot. So what that means is you would still make all of your selections, but the Board of Elections is going to make sure that you didn't cast your absentee ballot before they count your provisional. So the idea is to prevent double voting, but clearly there's going to be times when someone spills coffee all over their ballot, or they just decide for whatever reason they want to vote early or in person at their neighborhood location on election day, and you can do that. Make sure if you're given a provisional ballot, they'll give you a piece of paper and it'll give you instructions to make sure that that provisional ballot counts. So make sure you take that piece of paper, make sure you read those instructions so that your vote counts.
That's Jen Miller, director of the League of Women Voters of Ohio, and we'll be answering more of your election questions next Monday. If you have a question about voting, you can ask us now at WKSU.org. Oh, really?